Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, which was written by Rav Chaim of Volozhin in Shar Aleph Perek Ches, points out that there's significance to the fact that in the first paragraph of the Shema it says, "Uvuchom Ma'idecha," with all your resources. And when it comes to the second paragraph of the Shema, it doesn't say "Uvuchom Ma'idechem." The first paragraph of the Shema is written in the singular. And it's talking about an individual who is able to fulfill the pasuk in Yehoshua LeYamash Sefer Torah Zemipicha, that the two words of Torah should never move from your lips. V'yisa b'yom v'layla. Quite literally, a person who's learning day and night. Such a person who's learning day and night is going to have to prioritize that over financial gain and even financial security. They're going to have to give up the ability to work and all the financial security that comes with that. That's a b'chol ma'idecha. In fact, there's a Gemara in Maseches Brachos that talks about those that were willing and able to learn the whole time and not to work at all. The second paragraph of the Shema is talking in the plural. It's talking about the general public. Most people need to be involved in parnasa, at least on some level, in order to survive, in order to manage. And they cannot live on the level, on the madriga, of literally just learning all day long and not doing any hishtadlus, not doing, putting in any effort for their parnasa. That's why V'hayayim Shamaya, which is in the plural, does not say V'chol Ma'adechem. So we're talking about two different types of people. One of the proofs for this is that the second paragraph of the Shema says, Vasafta de Ganecha, and you shall gather in your produce, implying very clearly that it's talking about people that have produce, that have fields, that have orchards. And in fact, this really is a Gemara in Pesachas Brachas, Taflamet Hamad Beis. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, what does it mean, Vasafta de Ganecha? So Rabbi Shmuel says, Vasafta de Ganecha, Hanak Behem Negedar Cheretz, a person should have a job, and alongside the Torah study, they should have involvement in the physical material world. That's Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Shimon Ben Chai said, what do you mean if a person plows in the time of plowing, and he sows in the time of sowing, and he harvests in the time of harvesting, and threshes at the time of threshing, and winnows the time of the wind? What's going to be with learning? There's no time to learn, you'll know nothing. So it's machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And therefore, what's the difference of Vasafta de Ganecha? When Klal Yisrael do the will of Hashem, Malachta Nasis al De'achirim, all the nations will come along and do Malacha for us, and they will farm for us, and we'll be able to learn. Chaim Volozhiner says that what they're arguing about is, what is the ideal state of the Jew? Because Rabbi Shmuel also agreed the highest level is a person just learns without even thinking about the material world, and they're serving Hashem v'chol ma'adechem. So the real question is, what is the way for the public? What is the way for most people? And the Gemara actually says, Harba asik Rabbi Shmuel v'alsa b'yadon. Many people did like Rabbi Shmuel. They combined their learning with pursuit of livelihood, and they were successful. Most many people did like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and they were not successful. That's the point. That this is only a way for real individuals to not be involved in parnasa at all, and that's why it says v'chol ma'adecha in the singular, and not in the plural. There's a lot to say on this topic. It's a contentious topic. It's an important topic. But at least this is the way Chaim Volozhiner, based on the Gemara, understands it.